Joined for this next segment here on the Bottom Line Show by Stephanie Cover, the only personal injury attorney I'll ever recommend. Stephanie and her husband, Jim, are great attorneys. They're great people of God. And Stephanie's been handling personal injury needs for Bottom Line Show listeners for years. Stephanie with an F, Cover as a cover, 877-214-4935. Or if you just want to get signed up and have a know that you've got an attorney on your side, even before the accident happens, go to kbrightradio.com/Cover, C-O-V-E-R. And you'll be already kind of pre-registered. Not that we want something bad to happen, but when stuff does happen, you need to be prepared. Stephanie Cover, welcome back to the Bottom Line Show.
Thank you for having me here today, Roger.
You know, it's interesting as we have conversations about the people who do call. I realize that first and foremost for Southern California, of course, the Bottom Line Show listenership with KBRIGHT Radio goes from Ventura County line all the way down to the Mexican border. And we have people of all different strengths. There are certain days like on call-ins where we can see, well, that's a KNSN day because everybody's called from San Diego, or that's a Bay Area day or whatever. But I know you get a lot of calls from people in the North County all the way down to the border as well with needs as well. Talk about some of the people that you've been interacting with of late.
Well, I have a lot of military people that call me, and I just want to thank them for their service.
Amen.
And know that they're greatly appreciated, and that those who know and respect and love our country are truly grateful for everything that you have done, especially the things that are unseen to us, the things that you have tolerated, the things that we can't imagine go on. And I just want to thank you that it means a lot to the American citizens, how grateful we are for your service.
Yes. Amen. Especially as we just commemorated Memorial Day, and with 4th of July, Independence Day coming up, that holiday is, those are days that can stir up a lot of different emotions in people. But for those who are willing to put on the uniform and are literally willing to lay down their lives. I mean, Stephanie, when you and I get dressed for work every day, you know, we're going off to our respective jobs, and a lot of listeners too. The last thing I'm thinking about is, you know, that I might lose my life talking for a living on the radio, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I realize that there are those who are, you know, especially our friends at Camp Pendleton, who are realizing that they're preparing for something that could, my son, Jake, actually looked into. He's a musician, and he had some friends who joined different branches of the military for their musicianship issues, you know, whether they play in the marching band or whatever. And we've got a historic, you know, in this country, a long history of that. But it really became real for him when he found out that that also included going to boot camp. And if for some reason we were in theater of war type of time, that he might have to leave his trombone at home and pick up a bayonet and go over to Saudi Arabia or something like that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden he said, I guess I hadn't thought about that part of it. You know, I thought about the scholarship and, you know, that type of thing, but it is real. And as the world gets weirder, we are very grateful for the men and women who put on the uniform, and especially locally right here at Camp Pendleton. You know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past, Stephanie, when it comes to personal injury law, is the fact that there is kind of a stigma in this culture. You have Christians who say, I don't want to go to trial. I don't want to go to court because I don't think that's right, even though they're misinterpreting scripture. You've delineated from the Old Testament how that is very fair and right to do in terms of restitution. And also we see in the New Testament too, the admonishment is not that you don't go to court, but rather two brothers in Christ should be able to figure out their differences before going before an ungodly judge. I mean, there's a big difference there. But another area I see, too, in the personal injury case is Lisa and I like to watch these home renovation shows and stuff like that. It's kind of fun. And every now and again, you find somebody who got the quote unquote, I'm using air quotes for my home now, the big settlement, you know. And there's that stigma, I think, that a lot of people have as, well, if I got into a car wreck, that's worth $1 million. That's worth a $500,000. You know, that those, and you're laughing because you know how ridiculous that is. But I'm sure that there are some people who call you at 877-214-4935, and they may have dollar signs in their eyes, you know, thinking, you know, I think this case is worth a lot. Let's get down to the brass tacks here. First and foremost, there is a way to determine the value of a case. How do you go about that? I mean, there certainly is a way. I don't know what it is. How does that, I mean, what does the court look at? What do the insurance companies look at? How do they evaluate cases like that?
That's $1 million question. What I can best say is that through experience, you see the same or similar type of injuries. And then you use your mind to say what is different, what is the same, is how did this affect their life? How did it affect their family life? Whether it's their spouse, whether it's their children, whether they had to be the support for the family,
right?
Whether that was essential. I believe attorneys know, at least I know, you know what I'm saying? It's just really hard when cases are more complex, where there's surgeries involved and things like that. You go through a process where the people have to give more detail because there's more information through a process called discovery. And they answer questions about their injury and how it has affected them. There's usually someone has a form, the state of California has a form. And then they're also the opposing side always will come up with relevant special interrogatories. And the word interrogatory just means questions.
Okay.
So it's special questions that relate to your case. And it's actually a very good process because it's a way of you communicating to them what you've gone through. And then you go through a process called a deposition. But your deposition should be based upon everything you've told the attorney so far.
Right.
And all your answers to those questions. And that you have consulted and talked to your attorney about those things and then have an understanding how to answer questions in those process. And as you go through that, usually we'll have the opportunity now, especially with COVID, to try to mediate the case. And you look for a mediator who's fair. And many times I'll look, if the opposing side suggests some mediators, I'll look at them first, because I know as a defense attorney, if they don't respect the mediator, they're not going to listen to what they say.
Right, right.
So then you find a mediator that you can work with, whether you compromise or whatever. You do your best to assert your case. And most of these people are, if they're not a retired judge, they're attorneys that have been doing that area of law 35 years plus. And so they also see the same type of repetition, so to speak, in the terms of what the injury is. And many times clients have their own perspective because they're thinking subjectively what they're going through.
Sure.
But unfortunately, the court system is objective. It has certain things pretty much set out unless there's something extremely unusual. And so people can tell within a certain area of reason the value of a case. Sometimes people think because there's more insurance, which is rare because there's usually not enough insurance, but
right, right. Yeah.
If there's more insurance, they think, oh, my case is worth more, but no, it's not worth more.
Yeah, just because they have that policy that says you've got up to $500,000 per accident, yeah, or this, that, and the other thing, you're not going to get all $500,000. There is actually a way that they can actually generate that. But boy, I'll tell you, Stephanie Cover's with me today here on The Bottom Line. 877-214-4935. If you don't have her name and number in your contacts, make sure you do that right now. We are all one noisy, ignorant, but well-meaning brother-in-law away from making bad legal decisions, because you get together at a family gathering, like a 4th of July thing. And there's someone saying, oh yeah, I know this thing. And I had a friend, I had a buddy in high school who became a lawyer, and, you know, and they think they know everything because they watched LA Law, you know, and next thing you know, they're giving you this kind of advice. I mean, I saw it happen to a close family member actually, who had gotten some really poor advice, and he'd entered into a contract on a case where he was technically at fault, even though he had been hit and then somebody else hit him, and the way he was positioned. And he had already made an agreement to help this guy repair his vehicle, and then talked to somebody. Oh, you don't have to pay that. You're not responsible. So he stopped paying. The guy took him to small claims court, and he lost in small claims court because he had a signed agreement that said, I will pay you this amount of money. And
yes,
as we were talking about it, I said, look, I mean, whether you had to pay this or not, doesn't matter. You agreed to pay it. There's a signed document. You made a couple of payments. You're into it. You know, that's kind of
right.
I don't like it, but you know, he wound up paying $2,000 in damages that he probably didn't have to pay because he agreed to it. And that's where I can't stress enough how important it is to contact Stephanie Cover when you have an accident like this, because she will keep you from making that same silly mistake that my extended family member made.
Yeah, it can be a very simple case that people just have a misunderstanding. It may be an old injury that's not really related. You may have exacerbated it for a period, but it wasn't created by it. So mm-hmm. you have to just acknowledge, oh yeah, I've had that ache and pain for years. It's like I said before in the other segment, that people can tell, doctors can tell, engineers mm-hmm. can tell, you know, radiologists can tell. Mm-hmm. So you just stick to the truth. That's all there is.
Yeah. It's amazing. And what is that scripture? The truth, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. Yes. Or as a wise boss of mine once said, the best thing about telling the truth is you never have to remember what you said.
exactly.
Stephanie Cover's with me today here on The Bottom Line. We're talking personal injury law. We're talking about why it is potentially dangerous if you get involved in an accident to start seeing dollar signs and thinking, okay, I know what I'm going to get, because our personal bias says, hey, I had that knee injury in high school and I got hit in the car and maybe that made it worse and I'm going to get all these things. And rather than just trust that the valuation is there, but also, you know, you can trust the court system in that sense when you have an advocate like Stephanie Cover on your side. Stephanie, take the last couple of moments of our time together and exhort us as to why it's important to have a God-fearing, law-knowing advocate like you, or you know, another Christian attorney on your case when you're doing something like this, because the court doesn't care about you, the insurance companies don't care about you, but you have a responsibility before God to take care of this temple of the Holy Spirit that's been damaged.
Well, let me just first say, sometimes when you have more severe injuries, the court does not adequately pay people, mm-hmm. as a loss of a life, or, you know, a limb, you know, a brain injury. So mm-hmm. in those rare circumstances, no money can take the place.
Of course.
You know, but they do have set values. So it's important to be able to speak to someone who understands that and can guide you through the scripture, can right, guide you right. as to who you are in Christ and how the Lord uses trials to raise us up, you know, to do other things for the kingdom, and how we're here to help our brothers out, to be a better person, and to just kind of work together with all people. Yes. So sometimes you don't understand things, but you have to have someone you trust who really says, honest, this is it. Because if you really think about it in a practical sense, personal injury attorneys are contingent. So they would, of course, want you to get more, because then they get more.
Right.
But there's a limit. So it's not all about the money. It's about healing. It's about getting better. And a lot of times people, after a case resolves, their injuries start going away at an accelerated rate. And I think it's because they're not thinking about the legal process anymore.
Right, right. Well, getting that resolution, getting a godly legal resolution in a case like that will do wonders for your emotional health and your spiritual health as well.
Yeah.
And the best way to get that legal and spiritual resolution in a personal injury case is by using Stephanie Cover with Cover Law. That's my opinion. But that's also, I think it would be borne out by many hundreds of Bottom Line Show listeners over the years. 877-214-4935 is the number to call. Go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law. That's Cover. And you can sign up there. Stephanie Cover, the only personal injury attorney I'll ever recommend here on the Bottom Line Show. Time always goes by much too quickly when we have our little monthly visits. But thanks for being with us today here on the Bottom Line Show.
Thank you for having me, Roger. And again, happy Memorial Day to all our military.